Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happens when you put a career-focused woman with two kids trying to balance home and work life in a room with a microphone? Lots of laughter, tears, and great advice. Welcome to Two Kids and a Career. It is time to talk to you about another celebrity. So in episode four, that's the episode where I said Hoda Kotb and I should be friends. I explained that on my radio show, I talk a lot about celebrities. So I am always looking at different articles about celebrities and just keeping it lighthearted. And so I always flag the articles that talk about the celebrity's marriage or their relationship or their career or motherhood or fatherhood, anything like that. And then I just kind of reread them and think, okay, would this be good for this podcast? And the latest one that I came across that I have to talk about is Carrie Underwood. So let's first set up Carrie Underwood and let you know that she has two boys. She has a three-year-old, Isaiah, and about 3 months ago, she gave birth to her second boy, Jacob. She has not had an easy time conceiving. She's been very open about the number of miscarriages she's had, and I wanted to bring her up because I think it's very easy for any one of us to think celebrities just have it easy because they're celebrities and they're rich and they're famous and they don't have any insecurities. They don't have anything to worry about. And that's just not the right way to think. That's definitely not the right way to think because Carrie Underwood posted on her Instagram, I think it was in March, she posted a picture of her at the gym. Now, I will say she looks fantastic, but that doesn't mean she can't have insecurities. Let me read what she wrote on her Instagram post, which if you're not following her, it's at Carrie Underwood. She said, "I'm going to be honest, bouncing back after having Jacob has been much more difficult than after I had Isaiah, and I've been pretty hard on myself lately. I go into the gym and I can't run as fast or as far. I can't lift as much weight or do as many reps as I could a year ago. I just want to feel like myself again, for my body to feel the way that I know it can. As I was working out today, I realized that for the past 11-ish months or so, my body has not belonged to me. It was a perfect home for Jacob. And even now it belongs to him every time he drinks his milk. As I prepare for red carpets and for life on tour, right now I make a promise to myself to start appreciating what my body can do and stop focusing on what it can't. I promise to stop analyzing every angle and every curve and every pound and every meal. I'm going to keep staying the path because it is a journey. And as long as I'm always working towards my goals, one day I'll reach them. I'm going to take it day by day, smile at the girl in the mirror and work out because I love this body and all it has done and will continue to do." And when I saw that in March, I was thinking about myself. I have a 5-month-old and I was thinking about how my body is definitely different this go around than it was with my oldest daughter, who's about 2.5. I know that I'm not in the gym like I would like to. Right now, I'm choosing sleep. I'm being very open about that and honest that I am choosing sleep over any extra time to get in the gym and work on my body. I know I'll get there, but I have noticed things are different. I've noticed that after Lou, it was easier to lose the weight, and I didn't do a ton. I actually, after giving birth to Lou, was thinner than I was when I got pregnant. And I had that same mentality when I was pregnant with Charlie. And it's just not reasonable. It's not reasonable at all. And I'm different from Carrie Underwood in many different ways. But I'm different from her and I'm different from you and you're different from me and you're different from your coworker or your friend. And what I appreciate about Carrie Underwood and other celebrities like her saying, hey, stop looking at every single thing as an imperfection. Think about how strong and how wonderful your body is. I mean, the fact that you can have a human in your body, that you are growing, I know I take that for granted every day. Even when I was pregnant, like just the miracle of that. And I know I am a work in progress. I am going to start, and I try every day to look in that mirror and go, I don't see an imperfection. I see me, and this is what my body can do. It definitely is a new way of training your mind, and I especially want to do it for my girls. I don't want my girls to grow up with self-esteem issues, and I don't want them to grow up hating their body, and I don't want them to grow up thinking they have to be a size two. We can make the change, and it starts with us. So I promise that I am going to work on that. And if you're in the same situation, I hope you'll work on that too. Now, Carrie Underwood also talked about going on her Cry Pretty tour, which has started. And she opened up to Natalie Morales about that and about juggling it all. Natalie said that Carrie was setting the bar pretty high for working moms. But Carrie said, no, my life isn't any harder than anyone else. She said, quote, everything that we all do is just as difficult, but in different ways. Carrie did say having her 3-month-old with her on tour is very tiring. I'm sure it is. But she also said having my 3-month-old to be able to go with me to work, not a lot of people get to do that. And then Carrie opened up about moms and the pressure that we put on ourselves. She said, quote, I feel like moms put a lot of pressure on themselves to have it all together and know everything and plan for everything. And you just, it's impossible. And she said that that was one thing that she started to do. She started to say, okay, I don't have a plan. I just need to roll with it. I just got to know that some things are not going to work out and some things will, and it's okay. And that's another thing that I'm going to work on. I think I'm like a type A personality. I have a plan. I know what I need to get done. I know what I need to do. And when that falls apart, I feel so anxious. I feel out of sorts. I feel just like confusion. It's just, So I am also going to work on rolling with the punches. It's very hard to do, especially with my type of personality, but I believe when you practice and, like I said earlier, you just start to retrain your brain for a different way of thinking, it can be done. So back to celebrities. Yes, they are definitely different than us common folk. They have a lot more money than us. But what Carrie is reminding all of us, at the end of the day, we are all human beings. And what we do for our career, it's different for all of us, but we all stress about our kids and we stress about our careers and we stress about our relationships and wanting to have it all right. And that's not going to happen. We have to roll with the punches and we have to be definitely more kind to our bodies. So I am doing what I can to retrain my brain and that way of thinking. And I hope that you will too. Like I always say, celebrities, they're just like us, only richer. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you're feeling really generous, write me a review. And don't forget to join me next week for a new episode of Two Kids and a Career.